Hello and welcome to the 100 podcast. It's Ed and Charlie here with you. Hope you're well. Today, we are continuing our 100 preview series for 2023, looking at every single team, men's and women's, and looking ahead to what we can expect from them this tournament. Today, we're on the Welsh Fire men, who have had a complete overhaul this offseason, added loads of exciting players, a new version of this franchise incoming with Mike Hussey taking over as head coach. Charlie, I'm really excited about this team, and I think there are some potential flaws, but there is so much to like about that, what we could see from them in this year's 100.
I'm going to be careful what I say here because I've been stung before. We both have been stung before. However, this team feels fresh. It feels exciting. I think there's a very clear game plan here. I think there's some really exciting, potentially very risky tactics and game plans happening here, some of the likes of which I don't think I've ever seen before. But there's some very, very exciting and interesting cricketers in this lineup. And I think this could be a potentially very big year for the Welsh Fire, dare I say.
Last year, I believe at one point on a podcast, I said that the 2022 offseason for the Welsh Fire was pretty much perfect. Their record, 8 games, 8 losses, net run rate of -1.14. So I was wrong, but I really do think that there's a lot to like about the side. Some of the new names in there, Stevie Eskenazi, Tom Abels come in on big money, and David Willey, Shaheen Sharafridi, Harris Ralph. I mean, I love so many of their acquisitions for so many reasons. But let's kick off with this top order batting lineup. And now, disclaimer, Johnny Bairstow is going to miss a couple of games, we think, because of the Ashes. And we don't know how many games he's going to play in the 100. But on paper, Clark, Eskenazi, Bairstow, Abel, Phillips, that top order is really strong. There's a lot of right-handers there, but you can also float David Willey, maybe a bit of Shaheen Sharafridi up there, as well as Luke Wells. You know, I just look at every single part of that. I think it's really well pieced together. And I think there's just lots of exciting players who can bring some serious firepower.
You've got lots of different roles covered there as well. In Eskenazi and Clark, you've got two players who you know are going to come hard in the power play. They're going to be absolutely fine at hitting the pace bowling in the power play, exploiting the field. You've got Johnny Bairstow, of course. Don't really need to elaborate on him. He's brilliant. He's very, very good at hitting all kinds of bowling to all parts of the ground. Tom Abel is particularly strong against spin. In many ways, you can almost treat him as a faux left-hander because of those inside-out drives that he plays through the covers. He's very strong against leg spin. So yes, he's a right-hander, and yes, ideally you want a left-hander in that top order, but you can almost treat him as a left-hander. I think you can kind of get away with that. Plus Glenn Phillips, of course, a phenomenal player, truly dynamic, very versatile. You can bat him pretty much anywhere in the top order, really, and he's absolutely fine. He's strong against all kinds of bowling too. He's a really good pickup for them. Flies under the radar quite a bit. I think he's quite underrated. He's a really high quality cricketer. So yeah, I love this top order. I think it's really exciting.
Now, Neanderthals like me tend to think Sophia Garden's big man hit straight is the only answer you need. But I do think they've pieced this together well because you have guys like David Willey who can really hit down the ground powerfully, Bairstow, Clark, those powerful players. But having someone like Tom Abel who can access those long square boundaries when teams are trying to take away straight boundaries is really exciting. And the fact also, by the way, that Tom Abel can access the very short boundary directly behind him is really exciting. So I think you piece that together, and there's just, I think, you have a blend of experience, guys like Eskenazi and Abel, and players who've won tournaments. And then you can float up David Willey, exceptional player of spin, you know, experienced player. You know, Luke Wells has struck at 150 this year for the originals. He plays for Lancashire. Come on, Ed, get your head in the game. And then Shaheen Sharafridi is a powerful hitter. I think people have quite realised yet in the mainstream how powerful a hitter Shaheen Sharafridi is. You're going to realise when you see him bat. So, you know, I think with the idea that Wells and Willey and maybe a bit of Shaheen float up and provide that left, right hand options there, you're excited about this batting lineup. I think it just pieces itself together really, really nicely. So lots to like about that. And then we get to the bowling lineup, and I think this is where they've really reimagined things. David Willey, Shaheen Shah Afridi, you know, left-armers who swing it at the top, maybe with a 15-mile-an-hour difference in pace, but two players who are really good in the power play, loads of experience. Harris Ralph bowls some heat. Jake Ball, you know, you've also got Jake Scrimshaw there. Right-arm seems with a bit of difference, bit of height, bang it into the pitch a bit. And then you've got King Rolla van der Merwe, who for a long time I have said is the perfect spinner for Sevier Gardens, because that man will dart in Yorkers all the time. He has an exceptional record at Sevier Gardens, like I've mentioned at the podcast before. Disclaimer, all of those games are against Glamorgan, so let's not completely trust those statistics, but, you know, a truly experienced player. The concern is they don't have a, what you might say, a true leg spinner. Luke Wells bowls a variety of things, which I think will be really helpful for them. And you could also get maybe an overall to Glenn Phillips. So, you know, there's lots to like about this bowling lineup.
There really is. And I think it ties into a wider trend within this team, in that pretty much every single player here, if you delve a little deeper into their numbers, into their stats and figures, you will see a very clear reason as to why they are playing their cricket at the Welsh Fire in Cardiff. There is something in their game that makes them very well suited. We go back to the batting briefly, for example. Stevie Eskenazi, Tom Abel, both these players love playing ramps and scoops over fine leg and firm man. That's perfect for Sevier Gardens because the boundaries are very, very short, square, straight. So you can access those boundaries very, very easily. So that works out very nicely for them. And the same is true for a lot of these bowlers. And I want to focus in on the spin attack here. Now, I know this is potentially, Ed, a point of contention for you, because you look at this side and you think there isn't a gun leg spinner. Right, fair enough. I completely understand that issue for you. And I feel like, particularly when you're playing away from Sevier Gardens, you might think, well, I want a proper leggy. Luke Wells is a very handy operator now, but he's not necessarily that kind of leg spinner. However, Sevier Gardens is not the easiest place to bowl spin at, particularly with those short straight boundaries. What happens is that if you're a little bit floaty, a little bit loopy, it's very easy to get underneath and hit straight back of the bowler's head and you're gone. And that's very, very easy for you as a batter to deal with. It's very easy as a bowler to end up being hit out of the game. We've seen that quite a lot with leg spinners, with off spinners, with slow left armers. You know, I'm thinking now very, very clearly of Graham White versus Moeen Ali. I mean, that was a great example of death by spin in a Welsh Fire shirt. Now, granted, that was a particularly extreme example because the matchup was truly appalling captaincy, but the point remains, you bowl that kind of style of spin bowling at that ground and you're getting hit straight every single time against the quality player of spin like Moeen Ali is. Now, Rolla van der Merwe and Luke Wells are both not very floaty bowlers. They are not going to give you a great deal of air. They are not going to give you a great deal of flight to get under. These are both quite difficult players to hit straight and both quite difficult players to hit for six. They are going to force you to hit square. And as you said earlier, it's much more difficult here at Sevier Gardens to hit big sixes and fours on those big square boundaries. In fact, they're probably going to invite you to do that. And if you can hit a six over those boundaries, they'll probably say, fair enough. You were brave, you did it, fair enough. They're going to try and entice you to do that. This, I think, is why they have taken this approach with their spin attack. It's very brave because there isn't a frontline leg spinner, and you probably look at it compared to some other spin attacks in this competition and you think, oh, that's kind of weird. Where's the leg spinner? Particularly when, as we said before on this podcast, the likes of Jake Lintott and Matt Parkinson were available for them at multiple points and they did not take them. But I don't think they wanted them because I think they felt that the way they bowled was not going to suit Sevier Gardens. And given that's where they're playing half of their games, it makes sense to build an attack that they can back to bowl well and be hard to hit out the game. So, look, Luke Wells and Rolla van der Merwe are maybe not going to be the threatening wicket-taking options that some other players who are available might have been, but they're going to be very difficult to hit out of the attack, and that's something that some other options may well have been at Cardiff. So I'm not saying this is going to be the perfect best spin attack ever. What I am saying is that I think I can see a very interesting and unique game plan with this setup, and I think it's fascinating.
Counterpoint: leg spin is cool, and just as we know, leg spin is better than everything else in T20 cricket. That's the only counterpoint we need, in my opinion. However, I do love Roll Off Phantom Over. And I do think if I was coming into this tournament and I was told I wasn't having a leggy, and after I'd gotten over my 2 week tantrum, I'd be saying, well, who are my genuine quick bowlers who are going to take wickets for me in the middle overs? Well, problem solved, because you've got Harris Ralph, Shaheen Shah Afridi, and I personally probably play George Scrimshaw to add a bit more pace there. You know, I think that's what's really great about this side, is that with David Willey, you know, being able to bowl at the top, obviously you're going to give Shaheen, you know, 5-10 deliveries up there because he swings at a massive pace. You're going to give him that. But, you know, it does mean you have multiple power play options. You know, Ralph's operated at the back end of the power play and at the death. You know, I think you can say, okay, well, we've got a bit of David Willey, we've got a bit of Shaheen Shah Afridi. We have, you know, in Willey, Shaheen and Ralph and a bit of Scrimshaw, four options who can bowl at the death. Now, you know, David Willey's not the perfect death bowler. He can do it, in my opinion, to a decent standard. And I think that gives you the flexibility to say, okay, Harris, when we need a wicket in the middle overs, you're steaming in. Shaheen, we're giving you five deliveries in the middle overs. Go tear someone's toes off, right? You have those quick bowlers, and say you give Scrimshaw, you know, five deliveries in there as well. You can have that high pace in the middle overs. Those are your wicket-taking options. I think that helps here. Obviously, they should have a leg spinner in this side. And I personally would say that, you know, if you've got David Payne and George Scrimshaw on the bench, I think you'd really like to swap one of those for a leg spinner that you could play on away pitches if you wanted to. But I do think the high pace helps. And in general, I like what they've done with this bowling attack. And I think also the experience is what I like about it, really. You know, David Willey's been everywhere. Shaheen's class. Harris Ralph's done it on high, high-end stages. Roloff as well has done it. A lot of different stops. Roloff's fantastic. So the experience here is what I like. And that's what I like about this team in general. I think you look at franchises that have failed in T20 cricket over the years and you think, where were the leaders? Where were the standout players? Where were the gun stars who can stand up when they need it? I go through that side and I look at players who've won a lot of games. You know, from Eskenazi to Harris Ralph. There are game winners. There are players who are going to stand up at those big moments. And I think that's what I like about this side. I don't think it's perfect. I like there to be another left-hander who I would confidently put in the top three a bit more often. I would like there to be a leg spinner. But this side is full of game winners. And I think they're going to be really interesting. Would love them to have a leg spinner. But in the circumstances, if you told me you'd have Shaheen Shah Afridi and Harris Ralph, I'd sacrifice that. So really, really excited about this team. In terms of a player to watch, Charlie, who's on your radar?
There's a lot of options here for me. I think there's a lot of players that I really like, a lot of players that I think have a really, really cool season. Steve Yeskenazi is a player who I'm very happy is playing 100 cricket this year. It's well-deserved. He is both a great man and a really underrated cricketer, in my opinion. He's come on leaps and bounds in the last few seasons. He's a really exciting opener, and I think he's got a big role to play. But I'm going to pick a guy who, honestly, I would never have believed would be playing 100 cricket this year, let alone as my player to watch. It's Luke Wells. I think his role in this team is genuinely potentially quite pivotal and potentially very important as the only real top order left-hander in the squad and as the only leg spinner in the squad. A great deal of balance in this team is dependent on him. A lot of responsibility is going to be resting on the shoulders of Luke Wells. It's a lot of pressure for a man who has only really recently become a genuine T20 player. He's relatively untested at this level, but the Welsh Fire clearly see something in him and they are going to give him that responsibility. I'm fascinated to see how it's going to go. Honestly, no idea what's going to happen, but whatever happens, it's going to be very interesting to watch. So for me, keep your eye on Luke Wells because he could have a surprisingly big role to play in this team.
I'm not going to go as far as calling Luke Wells a leg spinner. I think I would. I also think I'd kind of be underselling him a little bit, almost, because I think what he does with offies and all of the other different things he does is very interesting. I do think he's a fantastic player. I do think he's going to fit a certain role. Give me the big lad. Roll off Phantom Over and look, okay, Shaheen Shah Afridi is the star here. I think Harris Ralph's going to have a big role. You know, you need in my opinion, for this side to see the likes of Joe Clark stand up and score runs. Tom Abel really needs to take, he needs to start playing in the 100. That would be helpful, bless him. But he needs to take the reins. But, you know, I think Roloff has a big role to play. And I just look at this side and I think, you know, in previous iterations, the Welsh Fire have not delivered to the level that they could have. And there are so many players I look at and just think they need to stand up. And when I look at this team from a wider perspective, I think, what can I expect from this year? Look, I think they could be really good, but we need to see Joe Clark storing some consistent runs. Stevie Eskenazi needs to translate. I need Tom Abel, Glenn Phillips to pull through. I just need these players to be as good as they have been. They can't collapse when they put on a Welsh Fire shirt, as we've seen previously. Personally, I think this is a side that could make the top three. Availability might be an issue with Bairstow. I do think they can make the top three, but I just think they're going to have to be really cleverly captained. So I think almost our player to watch could be Tom Abel just as a captain. But I do think they can challenge. Disclaimer, it's the Welsh Fire, but I do think they can do that.
I agree. I think there's every chance they do that. I agree that I think they're going to have to be very cleverly managed, but I think in Tom Abel and Mike Cussie, they've got two people who are very capable of doing that. Tom Abel has been a very good captain for a while now down at Somerset, and Mike Cussie so far has been making all the right moves and saying all the right things. So that could be a very interesting dynamic here. For me, I think a lot of this rides upon how well this spin bowling strategy goes. If the Luke Wells Roloff and Nova thing works as they've intended it to, then this could be a really, really interesting team that goes a long way. If it doesn't quite pan out, then I think it could be a real issue for them, because obviously not having that gun wicket-taking spinner in the middle overs, particularly at some grounds, could prove very costly. That being said, I think there's more than enough quality here within this team, as well as now some experience that means that top three is well in their reach. So I feel better about the Welsh Fire than I ever have before.
Not hard at all. Let's be honest. That's not much of an achievement, but hey, I do have expectations for this side. The main question, though, is, and this is for you, Mike Cossie, you've got a lot of new players coming in. You've got a lot of new personalities coming into the squad. Some guys who've maybe not played as much at Cardiff. You need to bond with them very quickly. Will you be taking them on a 7-hour hike through the Brecon Beacons? That's my question. And that, for me, is the key here. If Mike Cussie takes a side in a 7-hour hike through the beautiful Welsh countryside, for me, they're the clear favourites. If he doesn't, I'm afraid that curse might continue. Look, we're doing a team preview for every single side in the 2023-100 men's and women's. If you're listening to this right now, by the way, you can go and listen to our Welsh Fire women's preview that's also on our feed right now. But also, go to @podcast100 on Twitter. That's where we do all of our updates and we'll ask for mailbag questions. All the good stuff is right there. But for now, thank you very much for listening, and we'll speak to you next time.